Broadcasting from atop the Hensler Financial Building in the heart of Georgia's financial district, Kennesaw, Georgia. This is Money Talks.
We're back.
A lot of good people come from South Georgia.
Well, excuse me.
I only know two people. You and Congressman Kingston. I'm just kidding.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Hey, listen.
Keeping we're on in Savannah. That's a bad joke.
We look at all this. All right. Why don't we take some questions, guys?
All right. So let's see. Bill sent in an email from, he says, my federal tax bracket is 15%. So my long-term capital gains rate is zero. Should I periodically sell the winners and then immediately buy them back in order to increase their cost basis? Although my long-term capital gains rate is zero, I would be subjected to 3% state income tax, but it is money I wouldn't need for 10 years. So that's a decent idea, although mm-hmm. I'm not a big fan of paying any taxes or commissions. So I don't know that I'd go out and just – for the sake of a stock going up a dollar,
well, I'm thinking, now we're not talking about being up for a dollar, but I'm just thinking too, is does he anticipate he's going to be in a higher tax bracket?
Well, here's the key, right? So if he's single, and I actually know this person's married because he emails us all the time, we have to start billing him, but that's a whole other conversation. And they listen in Pennsylvania, so, and we appreciate that. If you're a single person and you make above $36,250, you leave the 15% tax bracket. So your capital gains counts towards your adjusted gross income,
so,
or AGI.
You
got to be careful there. Now, if you're married, file and joint, it's $72,500. So you got to be careful, because if you sold like Carl Icahn did with mm-hmm. Netflix and make $800 billion,
pay a few taxes on that.
But, no, the concept's a good one, and I think I would certainly be looking at that, as well as harvesting losses mm-hmm. to get your capital gains down lower.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is the part of the active portfolio management that a lot of people just don't do. Mm-hmm. So that's a very good question.
You need to, I say, discuss this with your tax accountant.
Yeah, I would say
You hate to make a really silly mistake that costs you a lot of money.
Absolutely. And I'll even take this a little bit further. Depending upon your age, okay, if you're into the mandatory withdrawal or maybe 5 years before you have to start taking mandatory withdrawals out of your IRA. Well, if I knew I was in a 15% tax bracket, and let's say I'm married, file and joint, and I've only brought – my AGI is only, what, $40,000, then technically I can pull – $30,000
tax-free.
Well, not tax-free, but at the 15% bracket.
Right.
Which might be better off getting that money out now if I know my mandatory withdrawal is going to be $90,000 in the future, which is going to push me into a 28.
Well, that's part of total financial planning.
Right.
Because you have to take into account that.
I did that, I wouldn't want to take capital gains.
That's right.
You see, so I want to look at the whole picture. You know, was that a sales job right there?
Yeah, I think it was. That was pretty good. That's what we do for a living, folks. And if you want to reach us, you can call us at
thank you very much.
You can reach us at 770-429-9166 and give Bill Lako a call, and he'll give you part of his wisdom on that.
That's about all I got, folks.
Teddy and I concentrate on making your money grow from a penny to $80 million.
True.
If you start with us when you're a tot,
and I concentrate
and live to be 100,
and I concentrate on keeping it.
Matter of fact,
from the federal government.
Icahn called and asked you about Netflix before.
Well, I didn't want to say that. I didn't want to say. He said it's a good time to move. I said, Carl,
Pull the trigger.
And that's just jest, folks. Because, you know, the NSA is listening.
Oh.
So I just want to make sure they all know. So Dominic from Jonesboro says, can I roll a retirement plan distribution into an IRA? And so as long as I understand the question correctly, generally the answer to that is yes. You wouldn't want to take a distribution. If you take the money out and the check comes to you from your retirement plan, then it is then become taxable to you.
Can't you put it back into a retirement plan?
Now, you can do that in an IRA.
But you can in a – really?
Yeah, not in a retirement. If you take a loan, you can, but if you just take a distribution – now, I'm splitting hairs here because the term distribution is very specific generally in our world, but – Yes, you can actually roll money from an from a 401k or retirement account to an IRA. They call that a trustee-to-trustee transfer. So as long as that's what we're talking about, you can do that and it won't be taxed. And I highly recommend it, especially if you leave. I met with somebody not too long ago who had five different 401k plans and was starting a sixth with their current employer. And I said, aren't you tired of just tracking all that?
Gives you more flexibility.
Well, yeah.
And when you roll it
not to mention, it's just...
Couldn't they take all of those other ones
and put it into one?
And put it into one at Schwab?
That's what we're doing.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they could do it on their own at Schwab, but then they wouldn't get the crack financial advice about Twitter that you guys provide.
That's right. That's exactly
right, Curtis? Right? There's a selling point. I don't tweet. I don't like that newfangled Model T Ford. I want my horse and buggy.
What's the internet? Explain that to me again.
That's bad.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so what's the other question here? Let's see. Teddy, mm-hmm. Phil from Marietta says, I bought into Scripps Networks about a year ago. I'm coming up on my date to qualify for long-term capital gains. Should I sell it or hold it?
You know, Scripps is one of those companies that all of the lifestyle-oriented TV programming that you see, where you got all of these,
Housewives of Atlanta
and all that stuff, and the Home and Garden, the Cooking Channel, great content.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that segment of TV is actually taking off. So, I mean, I think they have good properties, which is very valuable, but this company's run up quite a bit, and it's pretty expensive right now.
What's it done this year?
It's up about 26% year-to-date, but it was up about the same the year before, and it's at a PEG ratio, PE to growth of 1.67 versus some of the peers that are a whole lot lower. Disney's cheaper than this one from a PE to growth basis. I'm not saying to sell it. It's still a good company. I'll hold on to it, but if my position was approaching anywhere near 3%, I'd probably cut it back some.
Otherwise, take a little money off the table.
Yep.
Because if he's owned it for a couple of years, he's only owned it for a year.
Yep.
So he's only made 26% on it, which is about the same as the market.
Yep. So but after tax, it's below the market. If he's in the highest tax bracket.
Okay.
So look, now this is a Bill Laker question.
You're saying this is a good company. It's just priced.
It's a good company. Now there are better companies. I think Disney's better. I think Fox is better. You know, Fox, which was recently spun off from News Corp, is better, but it's a little more expensive. But they have better programming. I think they are in a better position sports-wise, just regular programming like they have. You know,
some of the reality shows with Disney, ESPN, and stuff like that. Well, that's something to think about. Otherwise, you might say is move out of this one and move into Fox or
Disney.
Disney or Disney. Both.
Both. Yeah.
Diversify a little bit. Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, well, look.
What were you going
to
say?
Bill from the financial headquarters of Kennesaw wants to know, Twitter, its price range is going to be between 17 and 20 bucks, they just announced.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And so they might raise about $1.6 billion in their IPO. So
I'm going to say it very loud.
Loud.
Avoid Twitter. Avoid, like the plague.
Could it be like Facebook? Is that what it's going to be like?
Yes.
Okay.
It's not going to be as bad as Facebook because I think the market learned a huge lesson with Facebook. It was overpriced and fell immediately, and a lot of people traded down and owned that stock way below their cost for a long time, for almost a whole year. They're in the green now, but it was very painful.
Does Twitter even have profits?
No.
Okay. And how are they going to make profits?
At some point, they'll figure out how to monetize their advertising. I think Twitter's a force to be reckoned
with. Because that's the company I want to throw $1.6 billion into. Some point they'll figure out how to make money. It's like 2000, 1999 all over again with .com. Some point they'll figure it out.
No, what needs to happen.
Now, how many companies would you buy like that, Gene? If I came to you as your manager of the firm and said, at some point I'll figure out how to make a profit, it's comical.
Well, what needs to happen is a bigger Google or Apple needs to buy one of those companies, Facebook or Twitter. That would be a powerful.
Well, then I would want to be a shareholder, right?
Yeah.
Because
then buy Apple.
Well,
Apple's a great buy right now.
Yeah, but you would get kissed twice, right?
Yeah.
No.
Kissed where though?
Well,
I know it's Sunday.
Easy.
Saturday, something. So,
I don't know what to say to that, Gene.
I'm not saying anything. I'm dumbfounded. No, I'm dumbfounded. You can take the highest rate of most respect and money show and just drive it down to the lowest levels, like the Housewives of Atlanta.
It happens sometimes.
Curtis, he was telling us how Twitter...
Curtis produces the show.
He does. how Twitter's going to make money. So educate us.
Well, what I was saying was I think Twitter is going to use promoted tweets as part of their way of making money. They, you know, I get tweets in my feed based on kind of the people that I follow or the things that I like. You know, it'll say this camera manufacturer is going to be releasing this new camera model or something like that. And if you look at Facebook, whenever they release their IPO, while they had advertising, it wasn't necessarily geared towards you. You kind of got it off to the side of your feed. This comes through as an actual tweet.
So instead of pulling out the Sunday paper and cutting coupons because they already track you and know that you like this camera maker, manufacturer, whatever, they're going to target coupons to you.
And they can pay money. So if they pay $1,000, let's say, it's not that you're just not going to get this tweet, but other guys and gals who like cameras and all the production equipment like we have here, they're going to get the tweet.
Yeah, that's correct. So like with Twitter and Facebook and some of these, you know, they use your location settings. They kind of track you, as you were saying. They kind of know a little bit more than
we know about telling
you. And you can't, I'm telling you, this is why Americans are not up in arms about the NSA.
Well,
because they already know if you're online, everybody's watching. Everybody is watching.
Google posted their banners for the first time this week when you search.
Yep.
I mean, they always have some banners, but they're really aggressive with it now.
Right.
It's all over the papers.
Yeah. Right.
And I mean, I think a lot of companies are gearing up toward this. Even Instagram, which is, you know, photo sharing, they kind of sent out a thing a couple of weeks ago. I'm on Instagram as well, and they had a thing that said, you know, you're going to start seeing advertisements in your feed. You know, we're going to start introducing companies that are, you know, geared toward what you like. And so, and there are ways that you can limit, you know, what information is shared, where I keep my location setting off on Twitter. I don't want them to know where I am if I can help it. But as far as the camera manufacturers or stuff like that.
There's a wife.
No, Curtis, I know.
She knows exactly where
you are. I notice
if
I get online and I go to Brooks Brothers or something.
Yep.
And maybe even buy something from Brooks Brothers or whatever it is. For the next week, there'll be pop-ups all over my screen on Brooks Brothers.
Yeah. Yep. Which, you know, to some degree, I don't have a problem with that. But, you know, if you over-advertise, people
will just... Teddy, I don't go to porn sites.
Yeah, come on now. Anything. This is Atlanta's most respected.
Money show. Hey.
Anyhow, let's move on.
Well, Curtis, thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'm still not sure it's worth the money, but... Oh, I'll tell you what. We're going to...
We're
going to regather.
We're
going to stop here for a quick break.
We're going to rearm.
We're having too much fun. We'll be right back.
We'll be back serious as heck.
Serious. Your money's serious.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.